so you wouldn't make a distinction.
Yeah, definitely.
What would you call that oversized long sandwich that's made out of French bread and has lots of different meats?
Cuban sandwich.
And any other names?
I think they call them heroes or submarines, but I don't.
Okay. Well, when we used to go up to the Triami Delicatessen,
we got Cuban sandwiches.
What about a soft drink? What would you, other than just name brand, how would you refer to this type of drink? You know, if you were to.
Well, I don't ever do that, but people call them pop.
Down here?
Not down here.
Well, around here, how would you refer to it yourself?
I'd call it by what I wanted to have.
So you would call it a Coke?
Yes, ma'am.
And you wouldn't call everything cola?
No, because what would I get?
Well, they claim some of you around here.
Whoever waits on them ought to reach in and hand them the first thing he gets his hand on.
Okay. What about if you didn't want to have a soft drink with this Cuban sandwich? What else might you have to drink with it?
Beer.
Any other type of terms for beer?
No. Well, you know, not that I use, but some people say a draft or a pop top or a cool one. But, you know, I think that comes mostly from TV. Or you could have milk for a Cuban sandwich.
All right. What are the different types of things you might buy at a bakery?
Bread, cookies, sweet rolls, you know, breakfast pastries, cakes, of course. I guess that's about it. However, the bakery up in Sandy Springs, you can also buy pocketbooks. Got a whole shelf of pocketbooks. Rich's Bakery, Sandy Springs. Did you know that?
You mean of?
Of just books, just pocket books, like, you know, condensed novels.
Okay. What about the long twisted donut? Do you have a certain, I think you mentioned that earlier. Other terms for donuts?
No, I don't know what a long twisted donut is.
What's a crawler?
A crawler?
Crawler?
It might be that, yeah.
What about one that has jelly inside of it? Would you call it anything particularly different?
I think you call it a fill donut, but then an eclair is one that has a sauce inside of it.
Okay, what about the shorts that people wear that are knee length?
What about them?
Well, what would you call these?
Walking shorts?
Yeah, okay. And then if they're cut below the knees, would you distinguish these any differently?
You mean, would they cut below the knees and fasten? They used to make things they called knickers.
Would they be shorts, though, or were they considered
they
pants?
They went below the knees, and they fastened around your leg below the knees. They call them knickers for short. Mm-hmm. The full name was knickerbockers. People used to play golf in them. They had socks, long socks that came up to meet them.
Would they classify them as shorts?
No. They were knickers.
Okay. If you were to go down to maybe Goodwill and buy clothes down there,
yeah.
Well, how would you?